Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Hour number 4 of the Rob Brown Show. I'm getting on the soapbox. Welcome back. Great to have you. Happy Friday. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. For those of you that heard just a second ago, also faint, distant electric guitar is a vibe. For those of you that heard just about coming out of that break when the promo was running, something else start playing over the top. You know.
Well, see, I thought it was going to be something. I killed the music quickly. Thought this was going to be something profound, something.
It very is.
Earth-shaking.
It very is. While our promo was running, you probably heard another source of audio coming over it. And there's a reason for that. I have control of the sounds that come out of my computer and go over the air, which is why I can play. Well, now I can't because I don't. Now.
Because I had to turn it down.
No, it's
here.
The right call.
Here, I turned it back up. There you go.
Okay.
That's
I get
I was
to run my own sound.
It, like a minute ago.
Yeah. I get to run my own sound over here. And Lonzo, there's a slider on the board that he just leaves up because over the years of making those mistakes, Rob Brown has figured out just mute every website on the internet. Okay. Well, when we had Rashad Beard come on, because I knew we were going to be talking about the Carolina Panthers as far as their draft positioning, as far as their quest in free agency, as far as their offseason prepping for what we both think as going to be a better 2025, I went and pulled up a draft profile on a couple of players. I opened that webpage when Rashad was coming on to do the interview, which was at 8:38 a.m. I left that site open during the break because I wanted to go back and read it. All right. There's a couple of players that I'm really interested in, and I wanted to go read that profile. That webpage began playing an autoplay ad. This is not an exaggeration. 20 minutes after I opened it. I already believe that autoplay advertisements with volume, death penalty, capital punishment on the spot. Okay? That should be a capital crime.
It's a little harsh.
No, it's not. You know what's really harsh? When you are in a spot where you don't need...
Although you did make me look bad, because anytime you make those mistakes, that makes me look bad.
For sure.
I don't like that.
For sure. There are times and places where I have to use my laptop, but I need it to, you know, not make noise. And yeah, I mean, I guess it's on me in that if I was, you know, if I was down at the Starbucks doing a little work, I would just, there's a button on the keyboard. I push it, it mutes the computer. I push it again, it unmutes it. And sure, I can put, but in this situation, I have to have the sound on for the things that I need and want to play. Things like, and, which is appropriate
that
in this situation.
Very, yeah,
yep,
that
very appropriate
works.
In this spot
yeah.
right now. I need the ability to have sound, but not have a website autoplay an ad with volume 20 minutes after I, 20 minutes, you sat on an autoplay ad for 20, I don't do anything for 20 minutes. No, there's nothing I do for 20 minutes in any given day. Sleep, that's the only thing I do for 20 straight minutes. Nothing else. Snicker away, pervs. I don't do anything for 20 consecutive minutes. I'm done with everything after 20 minutes. This website sat on an autoplay ad with volume for 20 bleeping minutes. Are you kidding me? That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. All right. Final hour of the show. Our text line poll question of the day is up. Who you got in Monday night's college football national championship game? Who do you got? I need you to text your answer to 844-326-3663. 844-326-3663. And I want you to text one of two words. Text Buckeyes if you believe that the Ohio State Horse Chestnuts are going to win. Or text Irish if you believe that Touchdown Jesus is going to win. Text Irish or text Buckeyes to 844-326-3663. 844-326-3663. Text Irish or text Buckeyes. Who do you have winning the 2024-25 College Football National Championship? I will tell you this, Lonzo. As we approach 100 votes on our poll this morning, Ohio State leads by one. It is a damn near 50-50 split as of this hour of the show. Notre Dame was the early vote getter. All right. When we just opened the polls, Notre Dame took an early lead. In fact, at one point, 2/3 of the vote.
Is it a herd of cats? Is it a pride of cats? What is it? I don't know what it is. When there are multiple cats,
I don't know. Scratch that. I got that backwards. The early poll getter was Ohio State. Ohio State had 2/3 of the votes in the first hour of the show. Now we approach 100 votes on the text line. And as we approach 100 votes on the text line, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish have now closed the gap. They do not lead. Ohio State does still lead right now, but it's by a single vote at this point. So shoot us your text at 844-326-3663. If you do not start your text with Irish or Buckeyes, it will not count. And I am going to tell you right now that I am, and this is confirmed, one lazy son of a... So I'm not going to go back and count all the votes that started their text with anything else. If you want your vote to count, you must text 844-326-3663 and start it with Irish or start it with Buckeyes.
Okay, according to the David Shepherd Wildlife Foundation, which is, you know, sounds legit, despite being solitary, mother tigers are seen with their cubs. A group of tigers is called an ambush or a streak of tigers.
We've all learned something new today. So
ambush is probably more fitting.
For sure.
You know.
Are tigers ambush hunters? I don't know that actually. We're gonna learn.
They're like in trees and stuff. I think, yeah, you would have to be. I don't know.
We're gonna learn a lot about tigers after the show today, Lonzo. I'm just gonna go ahead and warn you of that right now. You're gonna know a lot by like 10:45.
As long as we're not learning about their fans, because I can already tell you everything about them.
By like 10:45 today, you're gonna know more about tigers than you ever have.
My proof is your poll.
You just think everyone who votes Notre Dame is a Clemson fan.
Yes.
By default.
Yes.
If you vote.
You ask me what I think. That's absolutely what I think. Is it the truth? I don't know. But that's what I think. That's what I believe.
Corn Chip texted the show. He said Buckeyes. But I'm not happy making that pick. All caps. All caps front corn chip. Brian texts the show. He said he's going with the Chiefs, the Bills, the Eagles, and the Commanders. I'm not alone. I'm not alone, though I am picking upsets in both NFC games.
Don't let Rob convince you to go with a team that's not going to win.
Well, it's Rob and Peyton Manning, so that we're clear. And I feel like, and I could be wrong, I feel like old Pepe debating Manning, Peyton Manning knows a little bit about quarterbacking in the NFL. I could be wrong. I think he knows a thing or seven about how to
cool you. Just because you have a 2-foot forehead does not mean that you're smarter than everybody else.
That's fair. But when it comes to talking football, again, probably going to take Peyton over most guys. Big Jaden Daniels fan.
Fairly knowledgeable, yes.
Yeah, I'd say so. All right. National championship game. Who you got? Text Buckeyes or text Irish to 844-326-3663. James said, wait, do we not text the old number anymore? Nope. Nope. So if you are sending a bunch of numbers to the old, bunch of texts to the old text numbers, please know that I have seen none of them since January 1st. I have not seen a single one of your texts. I want to see your texts, but I have not seen your texts since January 1st. The new number is 844-326-3663. If you want to get at us, I want your thoughts, I want your takes, and I want you to text either Irish or Buckeyes to 844-326-3663. Let's see who the upstate is picking in the Natty. So far, it is Ohio State in a 50-50 split. But we have gotten a fistful of votes since the start of the segment.
Ohio State in a 50-50 split because a 50-50 split is exactly even.
We've gotten more votes since I read the poll. It is exactly even.
Oh, okay.
As we have now crossed the 100-vote threshold, we have 104 votes in, and they are split 50-50 at 52 votes apiece.
Okay, so there is no one with an advantage. You made it sound like it's Ohio State. You said it's Ohio State in a 50-50 split.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it can't be.
Sorry, my bad. Yeah, I get what you're saying now.
Just trying to help Steiner.
They got a 33 1/3% chance, but when you add in the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, that goes down to 12.5%. Steiner math, baby. All right. So, keys to the game, as it would be. I have given you mine so far. I am going with Notre Dame, dance with the girl that brought you. All right? You know what's gotten you here. What's gotten you here is on defense, press coverage on the outside. What's gotten you here is on offense. Run fast as you can. Look at them boys. They're the Irishman. Zzz. I put myself in a real hole there. I tried my best. It didn't work out. I regret that.
It was valiant to the end, though.
Yeah, I fought, but sometimes you fight and you lose. I think if you are Notre Dame, you dance with the girl that brought you. You stick with that press man coverage on the outside about 60% of the plays. And I'll tell you what I think I'm playing for here. And this might be a mistake. This might be a screw up, Zoe. But I'm going to see if I can turn Will Howard into regular season Will Howard. That's what I'm going to do. I think that's what gives me the best chance to win.
Have you looked at the stats for regular season Will Howard?
They're not bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, you make it sound like he was up in the top five in everything, I believe.
They're not bad, but do you agree that playoff Will Howard has been at a different level? Even from good Will Howard, playoff Will Howard right now is elevated.
I think the entire team is elevated. And in that happening, of course, Will Howard is also elevated.
I think Will Howard has been a different breed of cat in these playoffs. And him being a different breed of cat, and I do think there is a reason for it. I talked about this, I think, last week on the show after the win over Oregon, before the semifinal game. If you go look at the Buckeyes social media, right, there are places where you can go that have compiled all of the social media handles of everyone connected to the Buckeye football team. And most teams have this. You can go look, and somebody has made a Twitter list where they have every player and coach so you can follow all of them at once. If you go look at the social media feed of everybody on that team. I'm talking coaches, I'm talking players. One of the things that you will see is everybody gassing up Will Howard. I think that after the, and this is not on him, so that we are clear, and I do think Lonzo and I agree on this. After the L to Michigan, a lot of people hung that on Will Howard. Oh, you know, if he was a better quarterback, they'd have thrown. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think a lot of people hung that L to Michigan on Will Howard. And after that happened, and I will give Ryan Day credit for this above all else. And keep in mind, I am the dude who has been calling Buckeye fans all year dumber than hail for trying to get Ryan Day fired. Dumber than hail. How y'all feel about it? I don't know. Now. I think Ryan Day does one thing that is rivaled by very few other college football coaches. I think Kirby Smart's in this crew. I think Shane Beamer's in this crew. I think Dabo Swinney's in this crew. Although it's a different vibe, it is still the same. Of building a very cohesive, very gelled locker room. So I cannot recall a team or an issue on the Buckeyes team. You never see sideline scuffles. You never see guys chirping at each other. You never see on-field headbutting between Buckeyes. Ryan Day, I think, has done a wonderful job at building a very unique, special culture at Ohio State. And I think that is mandatory for success in college football in 2025 and beyond. I think you've got to be able to build a locker room that is wildly cohesive. And that is tough to do in the NIL and transfer portal era, right? Where any given year, you could have a fistful of guys come out, you could have a fistful of guys go in. It's tough to do, but I think you still have to figure out a way to do it. I didn't say it's easy. I said it's got to get done. And I think Ryan Day has done a pretty good job of that. And I think the evidence of that is the fact that after that loss to Michigan, a lot of people, dumbly, incorrectly, hung that L on the hat of Will Howard. And if you went and looked around the internet, my dude, every podcast that had a Buckeye player on it, they were defending Will Howard. Every tweet that the guys put out, it was defending. This team rallied around that quarterback, and I think it was a massive confidence boost. And now playoff Will Howard is going, you know what? If I go out there and I try to make a play and it goes sideways, I know even if I screw up, my guy's got my back. And he's playing loose. He's playing free. So if I'm Notre Dame, what's my goal? Rattle that guy. I got to take that away from him. I got to get that guy to go back to the dude he was in the middle of the season after the Oregon loss when things kind of slowed up a little bit. And the only way I'm doing that is getting to him early, throwing him off platform, making him throw into very tight man coverage. Let's rattle him early. If they can't get to him, they're cooked.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The NFL's divisional round is this weekend. Four National Football League games getting you set up for conference championship weekend. Let's get at it. Let's make some picks. We open tomorrow afternoon. This game at 4:30 in the afternoon when the number 4 seeded Houston Texans are led by their quarterback C.J. Stroud up to Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri to take on Patrick Mahomes and his Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City knocked off Texans, the Texans back in week 16. The Texans tied for fourth in sacks this season. Very good pass rush for the Houston Texans. They got to Mahomes one time in that game. Ball game, dudes. Ball games. Mahomes is the quarterback. Him, Allen, Jackson. This is the one reason that of the big four, even though obviously Joe Burrow has the passing yard numbers this year, I kind of trust Lamar, Josh Allen, and Mahomes a little bit more. And it's just because in a game in which a lot of teams dial in on getting to the quarterback, creating chaos, those three guys become dynamos when they are able to, when they have just even a little bit of room to get out wide and make something happen. Patrick Mahomes is maybe the greatest improvisational quarterback in the history of the National Football League. So, what can the Texans do? Lonzo, it's very simple. Run, 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 run. Run, 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 and then if the run game works, run it again. Joe Mixon has got to get going. The Texans are 7-3 when Mixon averages more than 4 yards per carry. They are 2-3 when he does not. The problem is Kansas City's defensive line is very good too, and Mixon's a guy that wants to run off guard and off tackle more than he wants to get to the end and get it around there. This is up in the air, but Chiefs to win, Chiefs to cover.
See, there's also this thing that's very frustrating, especially if you're a Chiefs fan, how they just let everybody stay in games. There are some games where they should be blowing people out and they don't, and the other team still appears to have a chance at the end. Who knows? Maybe they're doing that on purpose, making it more interesting. That always concerns me. And in the playoffs, one little mistake, boom, you're out. But if you're a Chiefs and you know you're going to win this and you are winning handily, what do you hold back that you don't show whoever the winner of Buffalo and Baltimore? Do you purposefully hold some stuff back?
I think it depends on if you are in a threat to lose the game. You just got to go win. You're at the point now where it is do or die. If Kansas City finds themselves at halftime up 27-3, then yeah. Chill.
Also, some starters haven't played in 3 weeks. I mean, so there could be some rust. I buy into that. And some teams, I don't on this one. It wasn't like the entire team took the time off for that last game that they played. A bunch of their starters still played.
Well, and I think the other thing that you have going for you in this spot is that over the past handful of years, the Chiefs have had more opportunities to learn how to handle the situation than other teams in the NFL. If there's one guy that I would say, hey, what do you do when you earn the bye 2 weeks out and you got some time to get ready for that? If there's one guy I want in charge of running that system, it's obviously Andy Reid.
Hey, you remember that receiving core like near the middle of the season and near the beginning of the season? It's different now. They've got a bunch of players back that were injured at the end of the season. It's not like, you know, guys coming off an injury. You're like, yeah, they're coming off an injury. They're not going to be able to participate. But when it's a guy like Hollywood Brown coming off an injury, you got guys like that coming back. They're getting better at this time of the year when a lot of people are getting worse.
Another place this game gets interesting. The Kansas City Chiefs were successful on third down conversions 48.5% of the time. Almost one out of every two third down conversions Kansas City converted. Here's the thing, though. The Texans had one of the best third down defenses in the league. They gave up conversions only 36% of the time. The Chiefs converted 7 of 13 tries against the Texans in week 16. They won that game 27-19. They'll need the same thing again. This game may be won and lost on third downs. Maybe won and lost on third downs. All right, let's get one more in here. We'll do the other two games in the final segment of the show. Let's go with the other number one seeded game. This is the game that takes place Saturday evening, 8 p.m. on Fox. Commanders, the sixth seed, take a trip up to Detroit Rock City to take on the number one Lions. What can the Lions do here? Get back to running the ball. David Montgomery has been sitting out since the final three regular season games with an MCL injury. He said that he is confident in his knee and he would not play on it if he wasn't. That also means that you get to spell Jahmyr Gibbs a little bit, and that is spectacular. But here's my favorite stat for the Lions that comes into play. The Lions led the league in yak. Team full of yak daddies over there. 2,669 yak yards. That's yards after carry, yards after catch, pardon me. For those of you who don't know that conversation, yak daddies are the Detroit Lions. 2,669 yards on a per reception basis of 6.7 yards in the regular season. But here's the fun thing. You know who the best yak daddy defense is in the NFL? The Washington Commanders. They gave up fewer yak yardage than any other team in the NFL. The Lions got almost 2,700 yards of yak yards this year. The Lions surrendered less than 1,600 yak yards. This is going to be a battle at the second level when Detroit has the ball. A lot of touchdowns from Amon-Ra St. Brown. A lot of touchdowns from J-Mo, who got a catch and then were able to make a move, be shifty, get down the field and make something happen. Washington has people covered up. You'll catch the ball, but you ain't going in there with it, which means that those first down tosses that are, you know, 3 yards out to Jahmyr, 5 yards out to Montgomery and let them get up the field, Washington is better than anybody else at stopping that. So that's going to be a big one. Speak-o, J-Mo. Jameson Williams is my wild card player in this game. This is the dude, because look, you know what the Commanders are going to do. They are going to do everything in their power to stop you from springing Amon-Ra St. Brown. They're going to have everything in their power. Jameson Williams becomes the guy. Had 16 receptions of 20 or more yards this season, and Ben Johnson has been looking for him the last handful of games. I think they schemed to J-Mo Williams. The question mark is, are the Commanders ready for that? This game has the highest over-under mark in a playoff game since the Bucs-Chiefs Super Bowl. That game had an over-under of 56. This game has an over-under of 55.5. This thing is going to be an absolute shootout. The X on the Detroit Lions side is Jameson Williams. The X factor on the Washington Commanders side. Lonzo, would you like to take a guess as to who the X factor is on the Commanders side for me? You want to take a stab at it?
I'm going to go with quarterback Jaden Daniels.
Gosh darn it, it's like you know ball. It's like you know ball. I'm going to go with this. If Jaden Daniels gets 100 yards rushing, that's how the Commanders win this game. Now, that is not to say I want Washington setting up a bunch of designed runs, because Detroit is a blitz-heavy team under Aaron Glenn. They're going to send extra dudes. Jaden Daniels, as far as I'm concerned, has been the best rookie I've seen in a very long time at handling pressure, at understanding the blitz, at setting his coverages, at reading and playing into the blitz and not getting himself in trouble. He's very good at it. What I'm not going to do is run a design run and take that improv with the legs out from underneath Jaden Daniels. That's not to say you don't draw up design runs for him. That's to say you use them very sparingly. What I want is for them to run pass plays for Jaden Daniels, and I want them to have a dedicated coverage or a dedicated blocking scheme. Pardon me. Look, we're block heavy on the left, JD. If you see a blitz coming, you tuck in behind that left tackle. If you see a blitz coming, I want you to know your escape clause is to the left. And I'm going to throw an extra blocker out there. Because if they are going to blitz, what does that mean they are doing? It means they are taking a second or third level defender out of the equation. And if they're going to take a second or third level guy out of the equation, I would love to get Jaden Daniels out there into that spot. If they can get him to 100 yards rushing in this game, that's how the Commanders will pull the upset. We'll see how it plays out. I do think it's going to be high scoring, though. I'm looking at like a 42-35 game one way or the other.
So who are you picking?
If you're going to make me go official, screw it. Let's go with the upset. Give me the Commanders on the road.
Okay. I'm going to go with Detroit.
You should. That's the right play. That's the right play. But I feel good about it. I feel good.
You feel really good if you're right.
Oh, dude. You think Tuesday? I may just play that Hail to the Commander song. Maybe I'll just play that commercial from when they changed the name of those dork-ass Commanders fans singing on the street outside the merch shop. I might just put that. Might just be our only bumper song all day on Tuesday if I'm right. Back after this to talk about the Rams and the Eagles. We'll talk about the Ravens and the Bills next on the Rob Brown Show with the Fan Upstate. Last call for votes. You have about 3 more minutes to get your votes in. Who is the upstate? Who does the upstate believe is winning the college football national championship? You can text Buckeyes or you can text Irish to 844-326-3663. You can text Buckeyes or you can text Irish to 844-326-3663. You got just a couple more minutes to get your votes in. You got till six more minutes. You got till 9:45 to get your votes in. 844-326-3663. Text Buckeyes or text Irish. Who do you want to win the national championship? Who do you believe will win the college football national championship? Send your votes in to 864-448-3772. Text either Buckeyes or Irish. And when that poll closes here in just about 6 minutes from now, we will tell you who you guys have selected as the winner. But let's get back to talking about the NFL's wild card. Divisional round. We did the wild card round already. We move on to the divisional round this weekend. We have given you the first two games. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, though, we are both going with, on the Saturday games, the Kansas City Chiefs.
That would be correct.
And we are split on the other game. I have said, YOLO, give me the chance to look like a stinking genius. And don't worry, if I'm wrong, I'm not going to do that thing that so many other people do and come in here and go, guys, of course the Lions could have been winning. Look, of course I was just being silly. Listen, if the Lions win this game, Kane's going to call in on Tuesday, and I'm going to have to hear it, all right? Kane, the Detroit fan, is going to give me hell on Tuesday. I'll have earned it. So this is not a freebie pick for me. Let's move on to the two games on Sunday. We start in the NFC up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, home of the worst fans in the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles fans. They will be hosting the LA Rams. Here's interesting. The last time that these two teams got together, Lonzo, was all the way back in week number 12. In that game, the Eagles won 37-20 in that game. And this is fun. The Rams came into this game, by the way, 5-6. Remember, they had a real slow start to the season. Saquon Barkley, Lonzo, went 255 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns.
That's really good, Rob.
I'm good at math. That's a lot of rushing yards. In fact, I'm willing to describe that as the scientific word, a load of rushing yards for Saquon Barkley. That's back in week 12. Since then, the Rams have lost one game. It was to the Seahawks in week 18, a game that didn't matter. They beat the Saints next week. They beat the Bills the week after that. They beat the 49ers the week after that. They beat the Jets the week after that. They beat the Seahawks. And here's my fun part. After that loss to the Eagles, 37-20, they beat the Saints. They allowed just two touchdowns. They gave up 42 points to Josh Allen and the Bills, but they beat the Bills. The week after that, they gave up 6 to the 49ers. The week after that, they gave up 9 to the New York Jets. The week after that, they gave up 9 to the Arizona Cardinals. And the week after that, they did lose 30-25 to the Seahawks. But again, that game was at that point largely irrelevant. So, this team, unfortunately for Philly, I think, Lonzo, this team, the Eagles beat something into them. The Eagles changed this team. After that L to the Eagles, something changed about this LA Rams team. Defensively, they had 9 sacks last week. And keep in mind, before anybody goes, whoa, wait a minute, Rob, that was against that was against a 14-3 football team. That was against a 14-3 football team that had a quarterback that 3 weeks before that game was like the third shortest odds to win the NFL's MVP. That was against a 14-3 football team that had a quarterback who was 1,000% going to be named the NFL's Comeback Player of the Year award winner. And they beat him up. Now, I do want to point out, I think it's fair on the other side of the other side of the coin to point out the fact that the Eagles had 4 takeaways against the Packers last week. I would say, great one, 9 sacks and 4 takeaways, both really impressive. Both genuinely impressive. And I think there's something to be said about that. I don't know where to go with this. The Rams have been creating, ever since the loss to, again, hope you're taking notes, class, the Eagles. The Rams have been one of the best pressure-creating defenses in the NFL. They get to the, in the second half, just in the second half of the season, if you eliminate the first half of the season, the Rams are in the top 4 in terms of pressure created on quarterbacks. Jared Verse has broken the hell out. Here's my question, Lonzo, and I'm glad we got here because you said something during the break. Sincere question. If the Rams are creating pressure on him like they did against Sam Darnold, do you trust Jalen Hurts to carry this Eagles team?
I do not.
I don't either. It feels to me like we could get into a spot where the Eagles have to rely on Saquon Barkley. Don't get me wrong. If I got to rely on anybody, Saquon Barkley is a hell of a pick to do it. But, once again, what is the strength of the Rams? The defensive line and the linebackers. The DL and the LB. If they're going to lean on Saquon Barkley, cool. You're throwing a guy into the heart and soul of my defense. I'm going to take that. This is the game to me. I do not trust Jalen Hurts. I absolutely trust Matt Stafford. I do not trust Jalen Hurts. I do trust Sean McVay to make those adjustments. And here's where it comes down to the biggest variable in all of this. Great one. If you're asking me who I want to pick between Sean McVay on one side and Nick Sirianni on the other, if you say you're picking Nick Sirianni over Sean McVay, you are either an Eagles homer or you don't know ball, brother.
And Sean McVay is in playoff mode, just watching him. He is ready to go. He'd play in 5 minutes if he could. He'd have his team out there and have them ready. The Rams just look different right now.
Something clicked when they got it handed to him by the Eagles in the regular season. Something clicked in this team. Cody Decker and I, before the playoffs even started, both said, watch out for the LA Rams. This feels like a dangerous team. And Sean McVay is the reason that it feels like a dangerous team. Give me Lonzo. Rams in an upset, 24-21 on the road.
I'm with you. I'm going with the Rams.
Let's go! Here. And finally, the Ravens and the Bills. This one in Orchard Park. Temperature expected at kickoff to be about 8 degrees minus 3 with the wind chill. Bleep that. Have fun. I'll see you on TV, boys. Look, this is really interesting. The Ravens and the Bills, Lonzo, had the exact same point differential in the regular season. They were both plus 157 in terms of point differential. I don't know what you would say. These are two evenly matched teams. I can be real elementary with this, Lonzo, and just say, which one of these two MVP candidate quarterbacks has a better game? Because that team's winning. That's how it feels to me.
I'm still going to get behind and go with Derrick Henry wins this game.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I do think, like I said, I think because of how good Derrick Henry has been, and he has been excellent, let's be very clear, he is better than James Cook. Don't sleep on James Cook in this game. Don't sleep on James Cook to get wide, to get off tackle.
If Derrick Henry is doing what he does, James Cook ain't going to get a chance to play because then Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills are coming from behind and they're going to have to throw the ball more.
See, that is something that I can lean on if I don't trust one team or the other. I don't trust Notre Dame throwing the ball. I don't. I primarily throwing the ball. They can throw, but they got to use the run to set it up. Bro, if you make the Bills go 100% pass and Josh Allen can run the way he can run, the Bills and the Ravens are both built to play from ahead and behind.
We'll see.
I mean, they have been so far. So I am going to go. I've gone back and forth on this, Lonzo. I am actually going to pick the Baltimore Ravens in this one. I think I love me some Josh Allen.
Wow.
Josh Allen. Look, I agree with your take on Derrick Henry for sure. I think Lamar Jackson can put up numbers that are very similar to Josh Allen. Similar enough that the edge you have with Derrick Henry over James Cook ends up being the edge you need in this game. I am going to go with the Baltimore Ravens. Give them to me, Zoe, 35-28.
I don't think the scoring is going to be as high. I think it's going to be like in the teens because of how cold it is. But I'm definitely going Baltimore.
Well, I would feel that way if it was going to be snowy. It's not. If it is snowy, then yeah, I'll drop that.
I believe last time you said it was 40% chance.
Later on in the evening, and apparently that is dropping just a little bit, not to a no snow, but apparently the chance of precipitation has come down a little bit.
Probably because
I think it's just
so going to
be blustery.
Probably because it's so cold. That
when it's too cold for snow,
yeah.
It's too cold to be outside.
Okay.
Give me the Baltimore Ravens, 35-28.
Going to be a lot of fun to watch that. And we've already picked Ohio State to win the national championship.
Correct. Game, so then we can do this. I threw a curveball there. Threw a knuckleball.
When you said this, I looked at you to see what this was. That's my fault. I should have just known that this was this.
That's the sound of a knuckleball.
Is it? Yeah, but I'm not a baseball guy. All right, the first thing that's Xing is Costco.
Okay, I'm going to come to that, but Michael just texted the show. He said Jordan Love couldn't throw it into the ocean against the Eagles. Trust me, my wife is from Wisconsin, and it was not a fun time. Sorry about that, Michael. Sorry, yeah. That's it. You know, there's the benefit of having a wife who loves football. You find a unicorn who genuinely loves football. That's great until something like this happens. Especially if y'all don't root for the same team. Then it gets weird. Costco is Xing. I think I know why. Yesterday, they released a special edition, like Pokemon set or card or something. And Costco was carrying it. And apparently it was like a big deal to get one of these. To the point that there were fist fights of grown-up losers in the Costco everywhere fighting over Pokemon cards. Listen, I'm not here to judge any form of entertainment. If you are an old and you like to deal with the Pokemon cards, cool, whatever, have your way. I watch like 8 hours of professional wrestling a week. I'm good. If you are throwing hands over Pikachu, you're a dork-ass loser.
Here's the thing, Rob. You got to catch them all. And so whoever was fast enough to get
you
in
gotta
there,
catch all what? These hands?
Probably. Some people might have been elusive and been able to duck those hands.
Rob used uppercut. It's super effective.
By the way, that's what the Costco parking lot looks like every day.
It's not trying to get in and out. I'm at Costco once a week. It is not a big deal. I don't want any more of you to go to Costco. I got enough Costco. All right, I want Costco to myself. But I can tell you this: I've been to Costco, I don't know, 200 times because I am a Black Card executive member. All right, get on my level. As an executive member, I can tell you I've been to Costco 200 times. Never been in a fight. You know what there is? There's one problem at Costco, Lonzo, and you know exactly what it is. You know exactly what it is. It's you entitled, spoiled-ass old people. It's you old people. I'll just take 30 minutes to walk across this aisle, and I'll leave my buggy right here in front of the produce, and then when I go to the checkout line, I get to go right to the front because my biggest accomplishment in life is I haven't died yet. Out of the way, Glenda! I don't have all day!
They probably do call it buggy, too. I mean, because older people, at some point, even if you call it a shopping cart your entire life, when you get somewhere around 70, I think you just automatically start calling it a buggy.
I did that the other day.
Oh, you called it a buggy. Oh, no.
Because that's what Courtney's family calls it.
Yeah.
It's a buggy. It's always been a shopping cart.
By the way, it's not a Southern thing. It in Ohio, too, because it worked at a lot of grocery stores. Shopping cart, except for the old people who call it buggies.
Dude, we went to the Costco, and we were walking around. I like a chocolate. I love chocolate-covered raisins, so I went to get a thing. And she's like, well, we got to get this. And I was like, oh, I need to go get a buggy. And she did like this, Lonzo. I was like, oh, no. I need you to know I've done nothing but every time I see one now, I'm like a child. I'll just go, shopping cart, because I'm rewiring my brain.
Or you're trying
to. Shopping cart.
You're trying to.
Oh, yeah.
There are cracks in there. All right, the next thing that's Xing is Bob Uecker.
R.I.P. Bob Uecker. Just a bit outside. Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball. The dude was iconic. The dude was calling baseball games into his 90s. Not just calling them. Well, if Bob Uecker cut in front of me in line at a Costco, I'd have let him go. Because Bob Uecker was a legend. To this day, Major League. One of the greatest sports movies of all time, in my opinion. Phenomenal movie.
Yeah.
And all of the movie of Major League, which there are tons of quotes, including one guy who talk like this, which makes him infinitely quote. Bob Uecker provided me more quotes that I use in my day-to-day life than maybe any other baseball guy from any other baseball movie. The man was not just a legend and icon. Effortlessly funny. Go watch him on any late night show. The dude was bleeping hysterical. R.I.P. Bob Uecker, you will be sorely missed.
And you've just proved my favorite part that I live, like most days, Bob Uecker's color guy. Less is more.
He's not the best color man in the business for no reason. Bob Uecker, what a goat.
All right, the next thing that's Xing is Jeff Hardy.
Just Jeff Hardy?
Just Jeff Hardy.
By himself?
Just Jeff Hardy.
Did he retire?
No.
That's too bad.
It's Royal Rumble. It's everywhere. Thinking that Jeff gets to finish his story, people are hoping to
finish
see
what story?
To see Jeff,
what story?
Jeff Hardy versus
what
CM
story?
Punk.
The story where you keep getting second chances you keep bleeping it up?
Listen.
That story?
Yeah, you're right. And all right, let's not end on that. Now, finally, Jim Carrey is Xing.
Birthday?
Yes.
60.
63.
Ooh. I can usually be within like 2 or 3
years. When he was I think he was like 30 on In Living Color, so.
Alrighty then. I'm going to watch The Mask. Best Jim Carrey movie. And Cameron Diaz. Sometimes hot, sometimes not. Very hot. Y'all have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. We're off on Monday. We'll see you back here Tuesday to do it all over again, but better, on The Rob Brown Show and The Fan Upstate. Later.